are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Once again, I'd like to thank John Stadtmiller and my producer, Mike S., for giving us the opportunity to tell the truth. And I think all the other hosts will agree, this is a great place to do it. And Merry Christmas. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss government overreach on TM Radio. But first, joining TM is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org and at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to TM and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. If you'd like to listen to Kevin Annett and his 25-year struggle with the Canadian government, every Sunday night at bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. Targeted Justice is a stellar organization, and I am very proud to be on the advisory board. If you'd like to join, just go to targetedjustice.com. At the top of the page, you'll see Home. The drop-down menu will say, meet the team, and then become a member. Click on become a member and follow the prompts. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Just go to YouTube, in the search bar, type in Targeted Massachusetts. All of our videos will appear. We have a chat associated with this show, and you can find it at targetedmass.chatango.com. For those of you who are following it, it's very important, by the way, to life on Earth. The Schumann resonance 3 weeks ago was 158 hertz. That was on a Friday. The nominal reading is 7.83 hertz. Today, it is 34 hertz. Yesterday, it was 37. So it's still far above normal. Now, tonight, I would like to discuss once again our government. After 9/11, with the passage of the Patriot Act, we had executive orders flying out of the White House like squadrons of fighters. In the past, we've had a checks and balances system. Everyone knows what it is. The House, the President, and the Senate. The House and the Senate have to vote to pass anything that the President wants. Otherwise, he becomes a dictator. So, one of the executive orders, fellow targets, was the Brain Initiative. This opened the door for billions of dollars to be poured into brain research. Billions of dollars. We haven't questioned anything. We haven't questioned anything that the government wants to do because we have the promise of safety and security. But we are in reality being militarized, mechanized, hypersensitive, legalistic, self-righteous, goose-stepping, antithesis of every principle upon which this glorious nation was founded. We have a government that's at least 10 times as big as it should be. Back in the beginning, we had town hall government. Why not give more power to the states? Give more power to the states. That's where the people live. The people don't live in Washington, D.C. Sorry. Give the power back to the states. Shrink the government. When we elect an official, they are supposed to take with them to Washington our wishes. That's not the case. Nothing that we want is passed. Everything that big government wants is passed without question. No questions asked. Now we have surveillance, militarized police, SWAT team raids, asset forfeiture, eminent domain, overcriminalization, armed surveillance drones, whole body scanners, stop and frisk searches, police violence, and the like, all of which have been sanctioned by Congress. The White House and the courts, our constitutional freedoms, have been steadily chipped away and undermined, eroded, whittled down, and generally discarded. I just had a discussion in our conference call, and we were discussing what would happen if they took away all of our arms. We would have more terrorists in this country than we have ballots at election time. The reasoning behind this? Look at Paris. They are not allowed to have firearms in Paris. Consequently, terrorists felt free just to cut up a barroom, blow it up, no problem. Because the public doesn't have any weaponry. Take away our guns, and you'll see the same thing in the United States. We have rights embodied in the Constitution of the United States of America. They are on life support. We must band together and fight. We have 3 million people going to Washington. They want their government back. We need targets to do the same thing. But this is an example to the people of the United States and the targeted individuals of the United States. What will happen if we don't protest? Free speech, the right to protest, the right to challenge government wrongdoing, due process, a presumption of innocence, the right to self-defense, accountability and transparency in government, privacy, press, sovereignty, assembly, bodily integrity, representative government, all of these and more have become casualties in the government's war on the American people. A war that has grown more pronounced since 9/11. Right after 9/11, things changed against the people. They should have been for the people, because the people had just gone through hell in New York. But what did they do? Impose more laws. This is the door that opened on the targeted individuals of the United States. This is the door that we must close. Since the towers fell on 9/11, the U.S. government has posed a greater threat to our freedoms than any terrorist, extremist, or foreign entity ever could. While nearly 3,000 people died in the 9/11 attacks. The U.S. government and its agents have easily killed at least 10 times that number of civilians in the U.S. and abroad since 9/11 through its police shootings, SWAT team raids, drone strikes, and profit-driven efforts to police the globe. Well, this may be a wake-up call, but the rest of the countries on the earth would like to govern themselves. And maybe if the United States stays out of their countries and the people don't wake up with the United States kicking down their doors, maybe, just maybe, it might lead to peace on earth. But what is over there? Oil. What backs the U.S. dollar? Not gold. Oil. Oil backs everything in the United States. We sell weapons to foreign nations, which too often fall into the hands of terrorists and foment civil unrest in order to keep the military-industrial complex gainfully employed. I've been told since I was a small child by my father that they loved wars because that's when they made money. With the advent of the atomic bomb, World War III was put on hold. So we had the Korean policing, they called it in the beginning. We had the Vietnam policing in the beginning. So the United States has become police for the rest of the world, but can't take care of their own veterans. There are homeless veterans out in the street. It makes me sick. As I have said before, if you have served... Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss government overreach on TM Radio. We have a guest caller, Richard from North Carolina. Go ahead, Richard.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to call in and take up a minute, if I may. And I'd like to say that a big victory has been won in China. Recently, they've been protesting for more than 6 months over there, but the people come together, they've been fighting back, and now they have managed to vote out of their government in Hong Kong the people that are responsible for what is being done to them, and Beijing is at a loss trying to figure out how it happened, but they won. Maybe it is just a battle, not the complete war that they've won. But I'd like to remind the TI community anyway, and many other Americans, that it may be time for some Boston Tea Parties and such across America to try to correct what is going on in the government. Vote some of these people out, get them out of there, maybe have them mentally evaluated or whatever, but we have to do something. I'd also like to bring attention to Virginia, where a lot of conflict is going on about the gun rights, and I'd like to bring the attention to the whole East Coast, that exactly where all of this is taking place is Middle Way, the East Coast, on the I-95 corridor. And that would split the East Coast in half. And that's what I got, Frank, and I appreciate your time.
I thank you, Richard. Well, that's encouraging news. I know a little bit of what's happening in Virginia, and it is all about guns, and it is all about militia. So Don't mess with American citizens, okay? Big government. We're tired of it. We really are. We've had enough. The targeted community has had enough. And it's because of the targeted community that I have been exposed to this disgusting government who responds to no one. If you have served in the military, you should get the brand new house of your choice when you get home. You should get a brand new car when you get home, or anything else you want for serving your country and risking your life. The next thing I'd like to talk about, I spoke a little bit about in our conference call, is Social Security. Where is our money? Everyone in the government has been borrowing from Social Security. So if I looked at the account, I would expect to see a series of IOUs. Somebody 20 years behind an individual is working to fund that gentleman. You know why? Because there's not enough bloody money in there. Too many people have been borrowing it. Well, it's time to put it back, and it's time to make Social Security transparent so that we can see who's borrowing, so that we can see who owes Social Security. The numbers could drive people to riot. The American people have been treated like enemy combatants, to be spied on, tracked, scanned, frisked, searched, subjected to all manner of intrusions, intimidated, invaded, raided, manhandled, censored, silenced, shot, locked up, and denied due process, and killed. This is what you get for being an American citizen. It's time for things to change. Okay, we have to go to commercial for station identification. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name, once again, is Frank Allen, in case you've just tuned in. Tonight, we discuss government overreach. And I think that's an understatement on TM Radio. And due to our time element, I'm going to get right back to it. But first, I would just like to say that you can reach me anytime at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question or join in a discussion at 800-313-9443. Or listen at 605-313-0163. And I'd like to once again thank Richard for his comments. He is another man who is tired of all the bullshit that's going on in government. And with the targeted community. We have been distracted. Foreign wars, color-coded warnings, underwear bombers, and other carefully constructed exercises in propaganda. Sleight of hand. We fail to recognize that the U.S. government, the government that was supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, has become the enemy of the people. as I mentioned earlier, this is a place where we tell the truth. This information comes from extensive research. I started researching the government for the targeted community. And as a result, I am so sickened by the dollar figures that I'm seeing and how they have hurt the general public in ways that they don't even know yet. This is the government that has grown so corrupt, greedy, power hungry, and tyrannical over the course of the past 240 plus years that our constitutional republic has since given way to idiocracy. A representative government has given way to a kleptocracy, a government ruled by thieves, a kakistocracy, a government run by unprincipled career politicians, corporations, and thieves that panders to the worst voices in our nature and has little regard for the rights of American citizens. This government must be shrunk like a cancerous tumor, and the power must go back to the states where it belongs, where it's needed, and not in the form of here comes the sheriff. All right, it should come in the form of help for the people. People that are happy don't cause problems. And the police are needed much less. So you don't need a militarized government on a state level. We need the friendly police that we had growing up that would pull over when you were out of gas and give you a push, leaving their car behind and giving you a push into the gas station. Those days are gone. Now they pull over and write you a ticket for obstructing traffic because you're out of gas. This is also a government that spies on and treats its people as if they have no right to privacy, especially within their own homes. I am greatly happy for China that they had a victory. But their type of government is making its way here. This is a government that is laying the groundwork to weaponize the public's biomedical data as a convenient means by which to penalize certain unacceptable social behaviors. Most incredibly, as part of a proposal being considered by the Trump administration a new government agency called HARPA, a healthcare counterpart to the Pentagon's research and development arm, DARPA. Now, they will take the lead in identifying and targeting signs of mental illness or violent inclinations among the populace by using artificial intelligence to collect data from Apple Watches, Fitbits, Amazon Echo, and Google Home. So when are they going to stop collecting data? When we protest. You've got to get this, people. You've got to get it before it's too late. The time for sitting back in the easy chairs when you get home from work is over. The time for spending your 2 days off a week relaxing is over. Or you could find yourself in a few years working for the dictatorship on your 2 days off. And you think I'm kidding. Well, this continues the way it is. If it continues, that's what's going to happen. This is a government that railroads taxpayers into financing government programs whose only purpose is to increase the power and wealth of the corporate elite. Now, if you look at the percentile between the corporate elite and the people of the United States, we, the people, have the power. We, the people, own the government lock, stock, and barrel. We own everything. You've watched the dollar change its shape over the years. My parents sold their home in 1978 for $4,500. It just sold for over $500,000. My parents paid $7,000 for a sedan DeVille Cadillac. My father always said he was going to buy my mom a Cadillac, and he finally did. And that was the best one, the best sedan DeVille, $7,000 or $8,000. Try and buy one today. What do you think the price is going to be? $50,000? $60,000? Now, we've just gone over the price that my parents sold their home for. You don't even want to know what they paid for it. Well, guess what? Way, way back when, they paid $4,500 for it. So what kind of increase do you call that? The dollar changed because we had two paychecks coming in now to the average household. So they didn't want to see us save any money. So they inflated the price of everything. From cars to houses to airplanes, real estate. And the poor people that are on Social Security might get a dollar increase in their check come January, maybe $2. It makes me sick. This is a government, a warring empire, that forces its taxpayers to pay for wars abroad that serve no other purpose except to expand the reach of the military-industrial complex. The military-industrial complex is responsible for the technology that is currently targeting millions of Americans. Nobody wants to listen to that. Nobody wants to hear it. Well, I've been targeted over 8 years, 8 years and 3 months, and I'm tired of it. And this government is either responsible for one of two things, or both: not protecting its citizens, or attacking its citizens. This is a government that subjects its people to scans, searches, pat-downs, and other indignities by the TSA and VIPR raids on so-called soft targets, like shopping malls, bus depots, by black-clad Darth Vader lookalikes. This is a government that uses fusion centers, which represent the combined surveillance efforts of federal, state, and local law enforcement to track the citizenry's movements, record their conversations, and catalog their transactions. So we are still being surveilled. And it's not decreasing, it's increasing. I remember reading something about the NSA apologizing, saying they were not going to take phone records anymore. Well, maybe they did, but they've got facial recognition. They can probably pick up a fingerprint with a satellite. I recently read an article that downplayed what a satellite can do. I know that back in the 70s, a satellite could read a license plate. Now they say that, they can tell that it has a license plate. Bull. I've seen what they can see. This is a government whose wall-to-wall surveillance has given rise to a suspect society in which the burden of proof has been reversed. such that Americans are now assumed guilty until or unless they can prove their innocence. So who is in control? We the people or the government? We the people must regain control before it's too late. This is a government that treats its people like second-class citizens who have no rights and is working overtime to stigmatize and dehumanize any and all who do not fit with the government's plans for this country. Well, what about our plans for this country? Did you vote for HAARP? I don't think so. Did you vote for mind control? Did you vote for any of these things? Well, guess what? CERN could split the planet in half, and they'll walk away and just say, well, we didn't know. Well, it's our planet. We can stretch we the people around the equator. It's our planet. Ask the people before you do these things. What are they going to say? Classified. Everything's classified. Very good word. Everything's classified like Social Security is classified, yeah? Social Security, our money, is classified. Well, how much is in there? That's classified. Well, who took out a loan against it? That's classified. Well, guess what? It's time to declassify. This is a government that uses free speech zones, roving bubble zones, and trespass laws to silence, censor, and marginalize Americans and restrict their First Amendment right to speak truth to power. The kinds of speech the government considers dangerous enough to red flag and subject to censorship, surveillance, investigation, prosecution, and outright elimination include hate speech, bullying speech, intolerant speech, conspiratorial speech, treasonous speech, threatening speech, incendiary speech, inflammatory speech, radical speech, anti-government speech, right-wing speech, left-wing speech, extremist, politically incorrect speech. So, I'm in trouble then, because I want my government to serve the people. This government is self-serving. It's time for it to serve the people. This is a government that adopts laws that criminalize Americans for otherwise lawful activities, such as holding religious studies at home, growing vegetables in their yard, and collecting rainwater. All of these have come under the close scrutiny of the federal government. This is a government that persists in renewing the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows the president and the military to arrest and detain American citizens indefinitely. So, they want you to have no way out. No way out. Well, maybe we ought to get out. The thing is, where do we go? I would like to thank my listeners. And I would like to thank Richard from North Carolina for his interesting and convincing viewpoints and the facts that he brought forward. And I would like to plead that the United States, we the people, protest in numbers. I would like to say good night from Boston. My name is Frank.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.